What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix podcast. As you know, or if you may not know, my name is Madison Murray, and I'm your lovely lady behind the mic, creator and host of this podcast. Before I get into today's episode, I just want to thank everybody who's been listening to season 3 and enjoying it so far, because my numbers have been crazy for this season. So I have to continue to thank you all each and every episode. I hope y'all don't get tired of me doing that, because I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning in to me each week, every other week, whenever you tune in to me. Thank you all so much. This week, I have another guest for you all, my brother Sweko. He just released his project, Love, Drugs, and Aliens Part 3. If you haven't heard it, hey, after this episode, I want you to go ahead and go stream it, run it up. But I don't want to give too much of the episode away. I'm going to just go ahead and let you all hear it. So without further ado, enjoy this week's episode. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix podcast, hosted by me, Madison Murray. I'm so excited today. I have a very special guest, Sweko. Sweko, how are you?
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm living life. You know, we still here. We in a pandemic.
The project just dropped. How you feeling?
Yes. I'm feeling great. I really am excited. The project is, I think it's one of my best. Like, not going to lie to you. I gave it my all. I really took my time with this jump, so I'm really excited about the output.
It definitely paid off. I love the tape. Me personally.
Thank you.
I was listening to it before I got here. Okay. We can get into my favorites later.
Okay.
I'll ask you all about that. But, you know, I just wanted to start and ask, how have you been holding up, you know, musically, balancing everything you have going on in life, school, music? How do you do that?
My balance really comes from having a solid routine. I'm a big routine person, so like I gotta wake up in the morning and then like run through my list of things. So like in the mornings I get up, I work out, you know what I'm saying, and then I, you know, get into my day, I do my manifesting, do a little meditation, and then I really get into my work. And so I do it by like sectioning out time. Like I have to make sure that I set time to record, set time to do my homework, set time to, you know, work and stuff like that, because it's important for me to stay on the schedule, because if I don't, I will end up staying in bed all day doing nothing. So yeah. But yeah, that's as far as quarantine goes, you know, I've been holding up. Trying to stay creative is probably the most challenging thing. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that, you know, there's not much to pull from. You know, I'm the type of person that pulls from experience. So trying to pull from nothing is almost impossible. But luckily, what I had to realize was, like, to go deeper within myself and, like, really dig into my past and, like, bring up some stuff that, like, maybe I haven't talked about yet.
And you're holding up pretty well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I know it has to be hard being an artist and not being able to do shows and, you know, just reach the fans.
Yeah.
So you're definitely, like, killing it.
I appreciate it, yeah.
You are. And so you're not even new to this music stuff. Like, you have several projects.
Yeah, nah. This is actually project number 10. This is actually project number 10. So I'm really excited about that because, yeah, when I first started doing music, I wouldn't have imagined that at 22, I would be sitting at 10 projects, but I'm not upset about it. Like, I'm actually very happy with just the amount of projects that I've been able to put out, the amount of music that I've been able to put out, the amount of people that I've been able to touch, like, with the music. It's been a long grind. It's been, you know, making song after song after song after song and just really, like, trying to drill into what my sound is and finding myself through the music.
10 at 22, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. Not that you have these 10 projects and you're so young,
mm-hmm.
What has been inspiring you to keep going, and, you know, musically, who inspires you?
My musical influences, I would say, are Childish Gambino, yes. Tyler, the Creator, a lot of, like, Drake, Kanye West, like, a lot of people who had long stints, but then also were creative in other avenues. Like, those are the things that are important to me. Like, being able to be creative in whatever I do, matter that be fashion, TV, you know, music itself, or, you know, something else. So, yeah.
You definitely have a lot of range. Let me tell you, like, just listen to your projects, you have so much range.
Yeah, I attribute that to listening to a whole bunch of different music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I listen to a bunch of different genres. I listen to alternative. I listen to pop. I listen to hip-hop, you know, and just try to find a way to combine all those genres together is really, like, my mission.
It's not a lot of artists that have a song for everything, and I feel like you're one of
them. I appreciate that.
That is super dope to me. And so I kind of want to go ahead and get into Love, Drugs, and Aliens, but I want to start at the first one.
Okay,
so,
okay.
What made you decide to continue this as a series? Like, you're in the third one.
Yeah, so the first one was really on a whim. Like, I really did it because I was experiencing all three emotions in the title. So, you know, I was experiencing love and, like, being in love, but then I also was experiencing, like, being really high all the time. And then I was experiencing feeling alone and feeling kind of alienated. And so that's kind of where the title came from. After I made the first one, I was like, yeah, this is just, like, my passion project. This is just where I, like, put everything that I got into it. And so after the first one, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it again. And then, like, I was like, this year, this past year, after I dropped the second one, I was like, dang, this is being received really well. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna follow it up, do a third one, like, really put as much time and effort into it as I can, and, like, make sure that I come out with a good product. So that was really the goal of the series in the beginning.
You even gave us summertime sway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're just going off.
Yeah, summertime sway was a nice little detour, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I needed more summer, like, turn up, like, we about to have a good time music. Because, like, as much as I love to work, I love to have a good time. Like, I love to party, I love to, you know what I'm saying? I love to be out and be social, so I thought I'd make some music for that, you know.
Trust, by the way, was definitely my favorite from
summertime. I appreciate that, I appreciate that.
Like, a soundtrack for just anything.
Yeah.
That's the record for it.
Appreciate you, thank you, yeah.
And so, let's get into Destructive.
Okay.
Destructive is the single, the first single from this project. Walk me through that. Why Destructive?
So, Destructive, I started Destructive around the time that I released Summertime Sway, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so back in June, like, just like, okay, yeah, like, I'm gonna make a song, but, like, I made the beat first. Mm-hmm. So I made the beat, I'm listening to it, I'm like, this beat is so dynamic, I want to honor all of the range that it has.
Definitely.
And so my goal was like, okay, how do I write something that's along these lines? And so the way that the song came along is like, I just had that first chorus part that, I know, I've been destructive lately. Like, I had that, and I was like, okay. I was like, all right, cool. I got a little bass, and so it was just about, like, building the lyrics around that, and then The verse is some real shit. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, that was literally my life. Like, at the beginning of quarantine, I was going through a breakup. And so I was going through a breakup, and so I was going through all of these, like, kind of destructive behaviors that I just exhibit whenever I'm breaking up with somebody. And so, yeah, I was kind of, like, the verse details that whole process. Like I start out the verse with, I've been in and out hotel rooms. Like, at that point, I was in Georgia, like, with my uncle, like, just going back and forth between being in Virginia and being in Atlanta. So it was, like, a lot of back and forth for me. And then, like, the way that I end the verse is real. Like, it's, I ended by saying, like, but then I get to missing you, and now I'm blowing up your phone. Because, yeah, that's, like, a real emotion that I feel. Like, when I start missing the person that I might have broken up with or anything like that, I still, like, will try to, like, reach out to them and be like, hey, like, I just wanted to talk to you today, type shit, you know, so.
And you're so real. Like, your audience, I know for a fact they can appreciate that about you.
Yeah, I put my whole life into songs. Like, honestly, music is the way that I journal. Like, a lot of people, you know, may write or may, like, you know, journal or catalog their life through, like, pictures or things like that. But for me, it's actually making songs about emotions that I'm feeling in the moment, so.
That's so dope. And on this project, when I was listening to it, I was like, okay, there's a lot of, you said you like the party, so I'm like, okay, we got the party songs,
and then, yeah,
you know, we got some more deeper songs, like Better Days.
Mm-hmm.
How important for you is it that you stay transparent?
It's very important for me to stay transparent, especially in a day and age where, like, everybody's so present. Like, being transparent is the only way that I feel like I can honor myself and honor the people that are listening to me.
For sure.
Because, like, I like my music is very conversational. Like, a lot of the topics that I talk about are just life topics that I would sit down and I would talk to my friends about or different things like that, but I just decided instead to make it a song. Like, so, like, that's why like songs like Better Days are important, because I'm like, it's important for me to have, like, a different range of songs that are available to me. So I need the party record, you know, because I might want to go out one night. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Tonight, come on, two more shots to the head. We about to turn up, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, then I, you know, or if I'm, like, feeling alone and I'm feeling sad, then, like, I might play Better Days. And, like, you know what I'm saying? It gives me hope, you know what I'm saying? Like, In a Long Night, Wish for Better Days is my hope song. Like, that's how I feel. Like, when I'm going through the moment, I'm like, yeah, okay, I just got to get through type shit. So, yeah, it's important for me to just keep it, you know, diverse in the track list.
Diverse, transparent, and no features. That, wow. Like, it takes a real artist to just say, like, look, this project, no, I'm not going to call anybody up. I'm going to just go ahead and feel my emotions. I'm going to just go ahead and write.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah, the no features thing kind of just happened over time because we've been in quarantine, so, yes. Like, getting in the studio with other people has been a little bit difficult because it's, like, corona. But, you know, I definitely was just like, you know, what if I just, like, put myself out there all the way? Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of the goal of this, to just put my whole self into it and just, you know, give it to the people. So.
And you just said how, you know, it's kind of different since we are in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So what else for an artist is super different right now that a lot of people may not think, like, is a big thing?
Promotion wise, it's very hard because everybody's like marketing to you right now. Yes. It's even harder to stick out in the noise because it's just like ad after ad after ad after ad, and it's like the user is not even paying attention all the way, you know.
Yeah.
Another thing of, like you said earlier, shows, like, man, I would love to do a show and just like perform a couple things off the track list, just because, like, This is the funnest album I've made, too, like, by the way. Like, it's been so fun in the creation process and just, like, playing them back. Like, it just gives me all types of energy. So, you know, definitely performing has been a little bit messed up. Just, like, the whole, like, artist-to-fan relationship,
yes,
has been a little bit messed up by COVID, too, because I can't go directly touch a fan like I would do at a show. You know, it's a DM, you know, it's a text message. And so, like, those don't always read well, especially when you, like, trying to translate across, like, countries or, like, mm-hmm, across, like, states, and lingo doesn't transfer. And, you know, so it's, like, the whole communication between the artist and the fans definitely been messed up because of COVID. Like,
another thing, since you said fans, I peeped your Spotify Wrapped for 2020, yeah, and I was blown away. I was like, Swayco, killing it. Like, I'm so happy to be your friend. This is honestly an honor.
Yes. Yeah, I was surprised at my own Spotify Wrapped because, like, you know, it's great when you can see the sum of your work. You know, I spent last year, like, really putting the, you know, nail to the ground, just, like, trying to get on Spotify playlists and get blog features and, you know, make sure that I become more visible to people. But which can be difficult because, like, as a queer person, it's a little bit hard for me to stand out sometimes because it's, like, I'm also trying to protect my identity and protect myself, but, like, in that way, I still have to be present for the people who need me to be present.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, trying to police that is a struggle that I, you know, go through every time that I think about doing anything. So, yeah.
Luckily, we are in a TikTok era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow, your song is like...
Yeah, for sure. Like, TikTok definitely has been a lifesaver during this pandemic because it's, like, helped a lot of people to get their songs some traction. That's actually what helped me get some traction, too. I found out that one of my songs was being used in the TikTok. And, like, I'm looking at my streams like, oh...
It's so carefree. It's,
yeah,
so you.
Yeah, don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. It's like a song that I made in the middle of the summer. Like, I'm at home, like, recording this album, like, at my kitchen table, like, just in there, just like, dang, I don't really know what to do. Like, I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm just gonna talk about how I don't give a fuck. So, and then the song just became what it was. I didn't expect for people to gravitate towards it as much as they did, but people were just like, yeah, this song's the one. I was like, okay, cool.
I feel it because it's so real, and I think a lot of times the fans can feel when it's like a real thing versus, mm-hmm, it just being, okay, I'm gonna plug up this mic and start saying something, mm-hmm, today. It's so real.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think that people can see the transparency in the song and in my lyrics. So,
and that was actually my introduction to you.
Oh,
before I met you, I had already knew we were.
Oh,
I
wow,
flesh, what?
That's funny. No, that happens to me a lot, like, especially because, like, I perform a lot around campus, yes, so, like, there's a lot of people that'll come up to me and be like, hey, I know you. And I'm like, you do? Because I feel some type of guilt because I'm like, dang, I don't remember you. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, but, you know, but I appreciate it. I appreciate when anybody, like, comes up to me and is like, hey, I really love this song, or I really appreciated that you talked about this. It lets me know that, like, the work that I'm doing is impactful.
Yes, definitely. Back to the stage, okay, so, mm-hmm, I've seen you perform several times. Before you get on stage, what's your routine? Like, what gets Sway going to be, I'm about to get on stage and be Sway?
I honestly, I just go into it and I'm like, I don't know what I got to do, but I got to give everything I got to this audience right now. And also practice. I practice religiously before a performance because I want to be able to just let my body flow naturally when I perform. I prefer to do that than to like sit there and be like focusing on trying to make my make sure I say all my words right. I would rather you me convey the vibe that I was getting when I was making the song so you can understand where I'm coming from. Versus like, you know, trying to sit there and be like, I said, what now? What's the next line? Okay. You know, or just like letting the song play in the background. Like, that's also why I don't perform with backing tracks or anything like that. I do raw instrumental because I want you to hear the song through my voice, you know? So.
Definitely. Okay. What's three things that you want Swayco fans to know about you that they may not know or they may not have caught on to yet?
One, I really like space. If you couldn't tell, I really like space. I'm really just here as an advocate for a lot of different things, for mental health, for, the LGBT community. Like, a lot of the reason why I do this is for other trans folks and other queer folks who want to break into hip hop and feel like they don't have a place. Like, you know, I want them to feel like, nah, if Swayco did it, I can do it too.
Definitely.
So that's one, that's definitely one of the like biggest reasons why I do it. And then just like, you know, to support the people who listen to my music, really. Yes. Like I'm here for support. Like, and I mean that in any sense, like if you DM me and be like, hey Swayco, like I just had a really bad day today. And I'm like, okay, well, what happened? Like, let's talk about it. Like, let's really sit down and talk about it. Like, I'm a very caring person. I care about all my fans. I care about all the people who listen to my music. So yeah, I'm real personable. I try to stay down to earth as I possibly can. So.
Y'all hear it. DM Swayco. If you have a bad day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what's up. I definitely enjoy having conversations with people who are fans of my music.
Love that. Love how you actually want to be connected. Yeah. Compared to just like the music, you want to like be there.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think as musicians, we are cheap therapists, you know, like I think that you know what I'm saying? Like as a musician, I think that we provide therapy for like people who can't necessarily afford it or just like need a way to get away without having to necessarily go somewhere.
Yeah.
Cause a song can translate you somewhere else that you ain't never been before.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, that there's nothing you could do to like replace that vibe. Like you know, the first time you heard a song, you know when you heard that song for the first time.
Yeah.
You remember that feeling, you remember where you were, and that's the most important exchange, like, yeah.
Definitely. This is the point of any interview where I ask an artist top five. Now, I know this is really tough for every artist because this is not something you think about when you're recording. You're just right. Like, okay, I like these songs. This is the project.
Right.
But can you give us your top five from this project?
Top five? Mm-hmm. I definitely have to say Better Days is number one just because that song is just so sticky and it's just so real. And then Tonight, of course, because that don't just get me lit every single time I play it. Like, definitely Outer Space. That's my favorite too, because it has such a nice groove and a nice vibe to it. Destructive, of course. I love that chorus.
So catchy.
I love that chorus. Definitely, I would have to say Lifetime. Lifetime is my favorite because I'm just really getting some bars off. I'm just really telling you about how I actually feel. Like, you know, I'm getting to the heart of my emotion on that beat. So I really enjoyed making that track. So yeah.
One thing about Swayco, he gonna tell you how you feel.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna know how I feel. No, for real. And you ain't gotta guess, I tell you.
So to kind of wrap this up, whatever you can tell me, what's next?
You know, we got some more visual elements coming around the corner. Got some videos on the way. Got some photo shoots on the way. Some more merch on the way, too. Yeah, so just be on the lookout. There's going to be a lot of things that I'm dropping within the next few months, actually, that's going to like really ramp up the release. So, yeah.
So, anybody that does not know you or is being introduced to this interview, where can they find you?
Y'all can find me on every streaming platform available, you know what I'm saying, at Swayco, the illest, T-H-A, if you want to go stream, you know, I'm also on Instagram. Follow me there at @Swaco_, and that's for all the social medias as well. I'm very interactive, so you know, come shoot me a message. You know, shoot me a hi. I definitely respond.
Swaco, I just want to thank you so much for this. This
is definitely, of course, like, I appreciate you.
The highlight. I love when I get to talk to my peers about their creative process. Like, that's a lot. That's one thing that a lot of people typically try to not share, you know, because for some people they feel like, you know, the creative process is so sacred. But I just appreciate you for even just taking your time out today and just chatting with me about this project. Y'all go get Love, Drugs, and Aliens 3. Yeah. Actually, get all three of them. But you know what I'm saying? The third one is a new one.
Yeah.
It came out on Valentine's Day. I love it. 10 out of 10. Definitely. And that's all I have for today's episode of the Majestic Mix podcast. Definitely stay tuned next week for our next guest. And y'all know how I am every episode. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. I'll catch y'all in the next episode.
Bye.